AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. We're learning more about the day of the deadly school shooting in Texas and the gunman's path on that day.
He walked in unobstructed initially. So from the grandmother's house to the bar ditch to the school, into the school, he was not confronted by anybody.
That is Victor Escalon with the Texas Department of Public Safety. 19 children and two adults were killed in Uvalde. Escalon was asked how the gunman got in through school doors.
It appears it was unlocked. Like I said, it goes back to the investigation. It takes time. We will find out as much as we can why it was unlocked, or maybe it was locked. But right now, it appears it was unlocked.
Republicans in the Senate have blocked a domestic terrorism bill that would have included debate on guns. A state appeals court ruled former President Donald Trump must answer questions under oath in New York State's investigation of his business practices. Here's the AP's Ben Thomas.
The four-judge panel upheld a lower court ruling enforcing subpoenas for Trump and his two eldest children to give testimony in New York Attorney General Letitia James's probe. The former president's lawyers had argued that ordering the Trumps to testify violated their constitutional rights because their answers could be used in a parallel criminal investigation. The Manhattan District Attorney's Office has charged the Trump Organization and its longtime financial chief, Alan Weisselberg, with tax fraud, alleging he collected more than $1.7 million in off-the-books compensation. Weisselberg and the company have pleaded not guilty. I'm Ben Thomas.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the Biden administration aims to lead the international bloc opposed to Russia's invasion of Ukraine into a broader coalition to counter what it sees as a more serious long-term threat from China. Carnival Cruise Line said a painting project is to blame for an odor that affected some cruise ship passengers off Virginia and prompted a Coast Guard investigation. This is AP News. A Palestinian official says their probe shows the Israeli military intentionally killed Al Jazeera reporter Shireen Abu Akleh. Israel is likely to reject the findings as biased and unfounded. Russia is pressing the West to lift sanctions over the war in Ukraine.
Ukraine's one of the world's largest exporters of wheat, corn, and sunflower oil. But the war, including a Russian blockade of its ports, has prevented most of these products from leaving. Now, Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov has tried to shift the blame to Western sanctions, saying, "We accuse Western countries of taking a series of unlawful actions that has led to the blockade." The World Trade Organization's Director General says this food crisis is real, and we must find solutions. I'm Charles Duledesma.
British prosecutors have charged Kevin Spacey with four counts of sexual assault against three men. Spacey was in court in New York, testifying in a different case. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to six guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.